In our service this morning, we're thinking about first and last. First and last. And we've got some pictures we're going to put on the screen as we think about that. So, first. Can we get the picture on the screen? There we are. Number one. Who likes being number one? Yeah. Number one means being the best, the winner, the prize, the honor, and the glory. Let's have a look at the next slide. First place, who do you think might win that race? Well, he's an Olympic athlete, so I think he probably would win, wouldn't he? Do you like sports days at school? Yeah? Do you like running? Yeah? Do you sometimes win? Sometimes, yeah? Oh, good. Good. Yeah, it's about getting there first across the line. Let's have a look at the next slide. Here's a queue. Haverhill Post Office. It says queue here. Halfway along, middle of the queue. Sigh heavily from here. Back of the queue, tut loudly from here. I think we've all been there, haven't we? When I think the world's going too fast, I always go to the post office. So that's all about being first in the queue. What about last place? Let's have a look at the next slide. You see, sometimes last is good. Who likes the very last piece of pizza? Yeah, who gets it? Who gets it? We fight for it, don't we? Yeah. Sometimes the last thing can also be the best thing. And then the last slide at the moment is this jigsaw. Because when you're getting near to finishing a jigsaw, it's always exciting, isn't it, when you get to that last piece and you see it there and you think, that might be the last piece going in. And then there it goes, and it finishes the jigsaw. So last place can also be about completion and satisfaction, finishing the picture. We ask the question, what comes first in our lives? What is our priority? What is our hope, our goal? And today we're going to ask in our service, where is Jesus? What place does Jesus have in our hearts? Is he first? Is he last? Is he somewhere in the middle? Where should Jesus be in our lives? The Bible reading that we've chosen for today speaks about Jesus being our first and our last. And we've got selected verses from the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And Katie and Joshua are going to come and read for us.
Revelation 1:17-18. The Lord God said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the one who is and was and is coming. I am the all-powerful. When I saw him, I fell down at his knee like a dead man. He put his right hand on me and said, don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the one who lives. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and where the dead are.
Listen, I am coming soon. I will bring reward with me. I will repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
Thank you, Katie and Joshua, for reading to us. I am the Alpha and the Omega. We're going to think about those words now, And we've got some pictures again on the screen to help us. Alpha and Omega. Now, some of the younger ones might have an idea about Alpha and Omega because it was the name of a film. Have any of you seen that film? No? Oh, well, I've heard it's not that great, so you might not want to, but I just thought when you hear the words Alpha and Omega, you might think of these two wolves, Humphrey and Kate. Alpha and Omega, what does it mean? Let's have a look at the next slide. Alpha and Omega. Does any of the young people here know what these symbols are? Yeah? That's right, Joni, it is. A for alpha, and then that funny symbol that we don't really recognize from our alphabet is omega. What does that mean? Well, Alpha and Omega were the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet, the ancient Greek alphabet. And we remember that the New Testament was written in Greek. So the Alpha and the Omega means the first and the last. If we were writing it in our own language, we might say Jesus is the A to Z in our alphabet. And we've got a picture next there, which can be a bit of an eye test for you at the back. Can you read all the letters in between? He's the A to Z. What does that mean? Well, it means that Jesus is the beginning and the end. All things are from him, and all things are for him. He was there in the beginning when the world was made. He is the Lord of creation. And we have the promise that all things will unite in Jesus Christ at the end of time, when that last piece of the jigsaw is in. Isn't that an amazing thought? That's what it means to say that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the A to Z. The next slide reminds us of another kind of A to Z, which is the London street map, and I've brought one along here. This one's a bit old, actually. I'm sure there are a lot more new streets in London today than in my book. How many have got good experience in using a London A to Z? Yeah? Oh, very good. Do you know how to do it? Yeah, how to follow it? Yeah? Well, the A to Z, why is it called that? Well, in the back, you'll find an index, and it lists here all the streets in London from A to Z. And I had a look, and the first street is Abbas Close in Beckton and in East London. And it goes all the way from Abbas Close to Zoffany Street, which is in Archway in North London. So if you want to go to those two places and any place in between, this is the place to look, yeah? Is it what? You have a look. You have a look in there. See if you can find it. If it's in London, well, you've got to work through from A to Z. So you find the letter. That'll give you a challenge. See if you can find it. So we know that if you read that map, you can find your way. You know where you are and you know where you're going. And likewise, we can say that Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. He is the A to Z. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He knows the A to Z of human life. Whatever you're going through, whatever we can go through, whatever our need, we know that Jesus knows the A to Z of human life, and all points in between. And when we look to Jesus, most of all, we find direction. We find direction in our lives. We know we're not going round in circles. We're no longer lost, but found. Jesus has found us. What a wonderful promise for each one of us, that he is our beginning and our end, our Alpha and our Omega. Now, the next slide that we've got, it's not an ad break, but what do you notice about the Amazon logo? And the little yellow arrow. Yeah? A to Z. That's right. It points, doesn't it? The arrow, A to Z. Have you noticed that before? Well, why is it like that? That's because Amazon, the great internet retailer, sell everything from A to Z. Whatever you want, pretty much, you can find on the Amazon website. And the BBC were doing this, they would say other retailers are available, wouldn't they? So A to Z. So anything, whether you want an ABBA CD or a zip wire, and I checked that out, is £289. So there you are, and do one for your garden. All you could need in one place. And isn't that true of Jesus, the Alpha and Omega? All that you need. Yes, we have lots of desires and wishes and wants, but all that we truly need for life and fulfillment and happiness is found in Jesus who found us. Everything we need, unconditional love, complete forgiveness, perfect priest, that would be good. Yeah, he is the perfect priest. Perfect peace, I was going to say. Perfect peace. The promise of healing. And he is our greatest friend. He's always there. He's the first one we can talk to in the morning when we wake up. He's the last one that we can talk to at night. He is always there. He is our constant in this changing world and our changing lives. And the last slide that we've got shows the A to Z, the bookends, holding those books together, and the running track, the start and the finish. Isn't it true that Jesus bookends, he bookends the story of our lives from cradle to grave and beyond? Our life story is tied up with God's story. He's there. He is always there. But you know, there are many, and if we're honest, sometimes we count ourselves among them who leave Jesus out. Who leave Jesus out. But what would life be like without Jesus? The preacher Spurgeon wrote this. He said, "Without Jesus, there is no manna from heaven, no water from the rock, no refuge from the storm, no healing for the sick, no life for the dead. If you leave out Christ, you've left out the sun from the day and the moon out of the night. You've left the waters out of the sea. You have left the harvest out of the year, the soul out of the body. You have left joy out of heaven. Yes, you have robbed all of its all." Yes, many leave Jesus out. Many live without knowing Jesus, without honoring Jesus. To many, he is important, and they leave him out. And we confess those times when we have done that in our lives. But Jesus is still the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He will remain after all things. From start to finish, it's Jesus. It always has been and it always will be. There has never been and there never will be any greater prophet, any greater savior, any greater king, any greater friend. He is the Son of the living God. the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the name above all names. And that's why he claims first place in our lives, first place in our church, first place in our town, first place in our world. He's the King of the universe. So will you put Jesus first again? Will you give him first importance? Will you give him your best? And to the young ones, will you give him your best years that lie ahead? Give him your best years that lie ahead in love and in service. And for all of us, we can still give him what lies ahead, however long that might be. He claims it. He deserves it. He says, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. Thanks be to God for Jesus. Amen.